You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Before we get started, I got to give a special shout out to somebody. It's a lady by the name of Carmen who's a nurse, and she is currently looking after a guy by the name of Daryl, and they are listening to us.
Okay.
Hey. They've been listening to us in the hospital.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, so I just want to give a special shout out to them. Get well, Daryl.
100%.
And thank you to Nurse Carmen for keeping my man Daryl good.
That's right. Love to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get well very, very soon, brother.
Yes, yes. And we always appreciate y'all listening to. I'm guessing on the Odyssey app.
Probably, right? Yeah.
You probably got us on the Odyssey app and maybe that Bluetooth speaker or something like that.
Remember a couple of years ago when a doctor told us he used to listen to the show during surgery?
I kind of remember that.
Yeah. So he's operating on somebody. And he's listening to, like,
that would make me nervous.
Oh my God. Yes.
They're just like, no, that's not what's going to happen with Nico. Yeah. Wait, what's happening? Why is that?
Wait, let me stop what's this happening? Heart surgery. This John Lopez says something so stupid. Let me
call him.
Yeah. I got to call in. But salute to Daryl. Salute to Nurse Carmen for listening to us.
Yeah.
Also got to shout out my mother. Remember I told y'all my mother.
You get that FaceTime?
FaceTime me in the middle of a segment.
Yeah.
So I decided to call her back, and this is how the conversation went.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Boot Man, you at work? I'm like, yep, I'm at work. Let me see what you're wearing. You look nice. I'm like, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing the show. Okay, yeah, I ain't want nothing.
Oh, man.
I'll talk to you later. Love you.
At least she was quick with it. That's nice.
Yeah, but she called you and knew you were working.
That's my favorite thing. She always... you at work? Yep, yeah. I'm at work every single day. And then also shout out to my sister who, I think she texted me.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, you know what? She actually called me. She ain't FaceTime me, but she called me.
Mm-hmm.
And said, hey, Boo Man, how do you find a podcast?
Oh, good for her.
So I'm like, yeah, I mean, I told her some different ways and all that stuff. I'm like, what podcast are you trying to listen? I'm trying to listen to yours. So I'm like, all right, I got a hip-hop podcast that I do every Friday night called the Gems and Juice Podcast. You can watch it on YouTube and all that stuff. And then I told her the different other ways.
Good,
so,
good.
Shout out to my family. Feel like I don't work. I feel like they don't know what I do for a living.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, shout out to everybody.
But they don't care whether or not they know what you do. They love it, though, because you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I think right now they're trying to figure out, oh, how can I listen to a show? So salute to my family, man. All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I want to see what you feel about this Lopez. So apparently it's a guy that's going viral on TikTok over the way he find hot spots to fish at. So it's a fella, I want to say his TikTok name is at central.oregon.fishing.
Okay.
Central Oregon Fishing.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So the way he tried to find his hotspots is by catfishing people. So he joined sites like Hinge and all that stuff, pretending to be a woman.
Okay.
And he targets profiles with, I guess, guys who have fish in them.
Yeah.
People who had the fishing profiles and all that stuff. So he talks to them and try to find out.
Flirts with them.
Yeah, flirts with them, all that stuff, and find out where their hot spots at fishing. And some of these people are giving him
their
hot spots.
Wait, Lopez.
And so that's how he's finding all of these different ways to get all the good fish, I guess.
Is that really that big of a deal in the fishing
community? That's why I wanted to ask.
Gatekeeping all the...
Is he doing too much, or is this fair game?
I'm glad you brought that up, because some people don't know. I'm not this way. Wherever I catch fish, somebody asks, I tell them. But it is, I'll give you an example. Go on Facebook on some of these fishing group pages if you're just doing nothing.
I'm not going to do this.
A lot of times people will post a picture of a fish they just caught and erase the background.
Nah, that's crazy. I caught a fish and now I got to pop up Adobe Photoshop I don't want no distinguishing features.
You know on your phone how you can use that eraser?
Yeah.
So people don't see where you
are. Oh, I know where that's at.
Let
me go over there too.
Dude, it's silly. It's dumb because I don't want to get into a podcast mode here, but there are so many factors involved with finding that fish at that time, in that place, under those conditions. I could tell you exactly where I am. And 15 minutes later, you might not be able to catch fish. But freshwater fishing, it is more spots, than anything. So I could see it's a big, big thing. Yes.
Can I ask a question on the text line here, Fig? I know it's your segment or anything. 713-572-4610. What in your life do you gatekeep?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I didn't realize that people would be like, nah, this is mine.
No, fishing spots is big.
Shout out to Ross Tucker gatekeeping his favorite restaurant, too.
Big. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was great.
I don't really gatekeep anything, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm fair game. Like, people hit me up all the time, like, how do you get in the radio? How can I start a podcast? I give them everything I know,
People question me when I do give, fishing, where I was.
Well, you're not being sincere.
They think I'm lying.
Yeah.
You didn't catch them there. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, I don't really gatekeep. That's wild to say, but I don't really gatekeep. Like, people always ask me, how can I do what you're doing?
Yeah.
And I tell them exactly what I did to get here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't say, oh, you just got to go to school. And some people left me out to dry one every time I try to ask for advice or something like that.
Yeah.
I give them everything,
man.
I don't never want to be considered the gatekeeper
when
it comes to stuff like that. But that's a good question, man.
Mm-hmm.
But salute to that dude who out here with the woman profile picture, flirting and all that stuff to find the hot spot. When they find out,
they're like, so.
Yeah.
Wait, do we know whose photo did he use?
It's a woman's photo.
Yeah, but like, what woman? Did he just go online and find someone's photo?
Hey, that's catfishing, man.
That's crazy.
It's catfishing. I don't think guys will probably respond to a profile picture list.
Oh, no, it's a brilliant idea. Because if it was a guy, you're going to get the hell out of here. I'll tell you where.
Just imagine if I was out there telling all my fishing spots and then expect for this hot girl to be out there.
Yeah.
And this ugly-ass dude sitting there. Hey, man, this is a good spot right here.
Hey, why he got to be ugly, though?
Yeah.
Hey, man, all dudes are ugly.
All dudes are ugly.
I'm just saying that.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking. Or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. So one of my favorite shows growing up, or favorite movies growing up, I used to love Home Alone 2, man.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Home Alone 2. I could probably recite every word from that.
That's the joint in New York, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Lost in New York. There Shout it is. Out to Macaulay Culkin. But he was on a show called Hot Ones.
Ah, yes.
And for those who are not familiar with the show Hot Ones, it's hosted by a guy by the name of Sean Evans.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat wings and different hot wings and stuff
this.
Like that.
Yes,
and
I've seen this.
Obviously, the conceit is that, you know, you eat hot wings and, of course, it gets
And difficult. He asks questions.
But he asks he's a great interviewer. Yeah. He asks phenomenal questions.
Yeah. And so I saw Macaulay Culkin was on here, and you really don't have a lot of Macaulay Culkin interviews. It was one point he retired from acting. He was kind of out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
So I wanted to check this out. So I got a couple things from this interview. And here is Sean Evans asking him about some behind the scenes type things that happened when it came to shooting Home Alone. Mm-hmm. And here's Chris asking about the scene when, remember, Macaulay Culkin had the picture of Buzz's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, "Ooh, that's his girlfriend. Oof." So apparently, this was how it went.
Is it true that the picture of Buzz's girlfriend is actually a boy in makeup? Because director Chris Columbus thought it'd be too cruel to, like, rip on a little girl that way.
As far as I know, yes. I mean, you have to ask Chris, but, like, that's what I was told. But yes, no, apparently, like, yes, that was the gag. And also because I was 9 years old, they pretty much glued all the rest of those pages together.
That's what I was going to say. Like the Playboy, right? It was glued together so you wouldn't see any like, boobs when you're thumbing through it.
We don't want to expose the kid. Looking at him. And like, nothing I haven't seen before.
So he was talking about the picture also the Playboy magazines. Mm-hmm. So apparently they just used the cover.
That's kind of cool.
They had to glue some other stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool. I never really thought about just a kid looking at some Playboy magazines for a movie.
Yeah, I like that.
But, here's some more stuff of Macaulay Culkin pretty much clearing the air and Chris Evans asking some questions about Home Alone.
Is it true that you improvised the line, "You guys give up, or are you thirsty for more?"
No, not that one. That was in the script. What was one of the ones that was improvised? When I was at the grocery store, it's like, "We're your parents," this and that. Like, there was a lot of that. And it's like, "Why won't you tell me?" It's like, "Because you're a stranger." Like, yeah, that one was mine. So I did a lot of that kind of stuff. And it's like, again, if you let me out the leash, yeah, sure. You know, I like to dork around. Like, you know, yeah. But you know, I did what I was told.
I really enjoyed this interview a lot, man.
Yeah.
I got some more clips from this. This is Macaulay Culkin talking about Joe Pesci, who was in the movie. And this was kind of how he felt in, I guess, their interaction during the time of shooting Home Alone.
Is it true that Joe Pesci deliberately kept his distance from you because he wanted you to think that he was mean?
That's what I heard. But, you know, I can see why he was kind of like, "Oh, I want to scare the kid. I want to be scary." Just remember kind of sitting there, he goes, "How you doing, kid?" I go, "You know what? I'm actually tired. I haven't been home in like 4 or 5 months. He goes, "I've been home in 3 years. I was like, "Oh, I didn't really realize this was a measuring contest." But I guess you beat the 10-year-old, Joe Pesci.
That's hilarious. Joe Pesci's such a good actor, too. I don't know that he gets enough love.
Talk about versatile. It goes from that to like...
Yeah,
all the
I felt like he didn't get enough love for that role because I know people kind of look at him going from the mom movies to that kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a phenomenal job with that with that role, man. You kind of felt it for real.
Mm-hmm.
But here is more from Macaulay Culkin. And have we all been in that mode where we try to meet a celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Macaulay Culkin wants you not to do whenever trying to meet a celebrity.
Don't follow me to the bathroom. Don't do that. because I know they're like, oh, I have you alone. And it's like, yeah. And also I got my in my hand. Like, you know, just like, don't do that. Like, you know what I mean? That just seems like etiquette. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, why do I have to teach you that? You know, yeah.
He's not wrong.
That's kind of fair. A lot of people do follow these celebrities in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I was never that type of person.
No, I wouldn't do that. But I guess I can understand how someone would get there, especially like if you're out at a restaurant. Oh, like, oh well, they're talking to someone. Okay, now they're up, and now I won't be bothering them at the you know table. Except now you're bothering them.
Yeah.
While they're handling their business.
Yeah, I met Jerry Jones in the bathroom one time.
Really?
And this was
that is a statement that that has a lot of implications.
This was no, and what was funny is at the Houston Sports Awards the one year he was here. And I was going in and kind of freshen up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he was washing his hands leaving. And it was like, oh, excuse me. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Okay.
That's all it was. I ain't hold a conversation with him or, hey, Jerry, get out to get the picture. I ain't do none of that. It was just like, Jerry Jones. Hey, what's up, man? It was just a quick little, hey, what's up, man?
Remember when I almost killed Steven Tyler?
Excuse me?
No, I didn't almost kill him, but I literally ran into him. He was coming out of the bathroom and I was going in. And I literally, like, bumped.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry. And no, I didn't. I remember what I said. I said, hey, Steven.
You didn't even say sorry? What a jerk.
It wasn't hard, but I, like, bumped into him. And I was like, oh, hey, Steven. Like, I had no idea they were even playing today.
That kind of happened to me. It's a guy by the name of Lil Meech, which is Big Meech, the famous drug dealer, kingpin, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I literally ran. We literally ran into each other in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming around the corner. I was coming around the corner hustling.
Yeah.
And we bumped into each other. We like, oh, my bad. We both said my bad at the same time. And I walked away. I'm like, is that Lil? Is that Meech? And I had to go. I went to his Instagram and everything. I'm like, is he in Houston?
Yeah.
Sure enough, he was in Houston.
All I'm learning from these conversations is In the Loop as a show, as a collective, needs to watch where we walk a lot better. Watch it.
Yeah, I got to quit hustling around.
He's just bumping into everybody, guys.
It was really funny because like he had two handlers waiting for him outside of the bathroom, and I just go in and boom.
All right, here's the last thing from that interview with Macaulay Culkin. So for those who don't know, he's married to a woman by the name of Brenda Song.
And she is phenomenal.
Yeah, she is. She was a child star. She played in a lot of stuff on Disney and Nickelodeon, including, what is it, Sweet Life?
Sweet Life is Zack and Cody.
Yeah,
oh,
I never.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I never watched. I never watched that show. I was a little older by the time that show was popping.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they married. They got two kids and all that stuff. And their kids have no idea that they're this famous like this. So here's him talking about, I guess, kind of enjoying that his kids not really familiar with how famous they are.
My kids have no idea that me and Brenda are famous. They see Mama on TV. When she's not around, I put on Sweet Life. just saying. And I'm like, oh, you know, I said, oh, yeah, no, I showed them some Sweet Life. And I, you know what Dak said? He goes, someday I want to grow up and marry a girl just as pretty as London Tipton. I was like, yep. But they are thoroughly unimpressed that we're on TV and stuff like that. It's like, I just don't want them to get
mired. You want to stretch that time out as much as you
can. I don't want them to get mired by all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not intending to raise a Nepo baby, no matter how much they're going to be like that.
I love how much of haters young children can be. It's delightful to me.
Yeah.
Like, if there's anyone who was going to be deeply unimpressed by your accomplishment, it's going to be your own young children. And I'm basing this off of thinking about, remember we played Joe Flacco's kid?
Oh, yeah.
He was out
here
like, he won a Super Bowl. And he's like, yeah, but he wasn't good.
He wasn't good. That mean he was good.
Yeah. I'm sure they was probably watching Sweet Life and was just like,
Yeah.
Like, it's cool and all.
Yeah.
But they don't realize how legendary their parents are.
There was a video making the rounds yesterday, the day before, about Matt Leinart and his kids.
Yes.
Yeah, what was it?
Well, that was less about his kids and more about one of his children asked the smart speaker, who is Matt Leinart. And, man, they was whoever wrote up the Wikipedia entry was really violating. It was like, Matt Leinart.
He won a Heisman Trophy, but
But his pro career wasn't nothing to write home about or something like that. And he's Matt Leinart's just sitting right there like, what the hell did I do, man? I'm just having breakfast right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, salute to Macaulay Culkin. And as I continue on the mixtape, I'll get y'all out of here on this. How did y'all feel about the Maury Povich show?
I had its moments, but I never watched it regularly.
It is a legendary show in the cultural zeitgeist because it gave us a reference point for paternity tests, and I appreciate them.
Yeah, I kind of like the way he just leaned into that. He ain't tried nothing different. Mm-hmm. That's all it's about. He spent it 20 million different ways, and they all come down, who's the father?
No, he is the epitome of, well, if it ain't broke. Because remember, he used to be just like a regular talk show, like Ricky Lake.
Interviews,
and then this was just one of those one-offs that they did every once in a while, and they realized, they were like, why are we trying so hard? Yeah. It's right here. Yeah. The gold is right here.
Yeah, so apparently he got a podcast now.
Oh, does he?
And on the first episode, his first guest was a lady by the name of Connie Chung. His wife.
Yeah, CBS News.
Yeah, his wife. And here's the clip of the first episode. I want to see if y'all down to listen to the rest of this.
You became a big star.
Well, no, I mean, whatever.
And you kind of messed around with stars.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't mess around with stars.
Yeah, I think you can name a few.
No, I'm not. No, I did not. I did not mess around with them. I knew them. You messed around with them.
Wow.
It's in the book.
Yeah, it is, but...
Warren Beatty.
Wow!
My sister said about Warren Beatty.
Yes,
who came to California had to go through him. It was like an immigration system.
That is insane. Dude. He's salty. He's salty. No,
it made me question their marriage.
He's just airing dirty laundry. Are they still married?
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently she wrote a book. And I guess she talked about the cheating in the book.
She hooked up
so
with
So he
Warren
says
Beatty.
In the book.
Yeah, but he ain't had to bring it up there. And this reminds us, not everybody needs a podcast. We actually probably need to know less about each other.
What was the... Entanglements, remember?
Jada Pickett. We need to load.
Was that
know
red
less,
chair or something like
red
that?
Table talk.
Red table, yeah, red talk. Table talk. Yeah,
dude, this is the entanglements.
Is this a must listen podcast, or at least the first episode?
I would listen to it. Yeah, I didn't know Connie Chung got around like that.
Why? See, look what you're doing right now. This is why we need to know less about each other. That is an esteemed journalist. She can go out there and get around if she wants to.
Yeah, and the way he set that question or the answer up to, I don't even mess around with nobody famous.
He's like, now if you're talking about not famous though, we running through.
So yeah, they marriage probably a little wild.
I would guess.
More power to them and more power to you, Figgy, for another flawless edition of Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something mixtape worthy. But coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Before we get there, will you allow me to be a little petty? I know it's not the petty cast, but there's a couple of things that I want to get off my chest at the expense of one Mike Brown. We'll do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.